قال الله تعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. After praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe who has chosen for us this day as a day of remembrance and thanks, and after sending peace and salutations upon His beloved Messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, this is a day of remembrance and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His countless bounties and favors upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count, if you wanted to count the bounties of Allah, you cannot count them all. You cannot count them all. So verily, we must be thankful, and we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His gifts and all of His blessings. And I urge you, my dear brothers and sisters, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He ought to be feared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. For He is the Lord of the universe, and one day you surely will have to stand in front of Him and answer for every single action of yours, no matter how tiny or insignificant they may appear. Just yesterday, millions of our brothers and sisters, and yes, we have millions of brothers and sisters, stood together in the plains of Arafah in a scene that reminds us of the Day of Judgment. Today, they are in Mina and Mecca completing their Hajj. Despite their different colors, despite their different languages, despite their different cultures, different preferences, different opinions, when they stood together and when they stand together, they stand as one in the worship of the One. Malcolm X, or Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz, a great American civil rights leader, went for Hajj in 1964. And from there he wrote a letter. And in that letter he wrote, "Never have I witnessed such sincere hospitality and overwhelming spirit of true brotherhood as is practiced by people of all colors and races here in this ancient holy land, the home of Ibrahim, Muhammad, and all the other prophets of the Holy Scriptures, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. For the past week," he writes, "I have been utterly speechless and spellbound by the graciousness I see displayed all around me by people of all colors." And he goes on to say, "There were tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. They were of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. But we were all participating in the same ritual, displaying a spirit of unity and brotherhood that my experiences in America had led me to believe never could exist between the white and the non-white." So this is the power of coming together for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, we too come together as one. Each one of us has a unique history, a story, a sense of uniqueness, a background, a culture. But when we come together and pray, we all stand as one, and we bow down as one, and we prostrate as one body in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah at the end of the 10 most blessed days of the year. And these are the first 10 days of the month of Hajj, the Islamic month of Dhul-Hijjah. And we are here, of course, to honor and remember and learn lessons from our grandfather in faith, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his son, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was, when he was given the command to sacrifice his beloved son, imagine the severity of that. He showed the ultimate submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an act of submission that was so much liked by Allah that He decided to make it an example for the rest of humanity until the end of time. Which is why the millions of people performing Hajj are reenacting those same actions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And millions more will be offering the sacrifice of an animal as he ended up doing. My dear brothers and sisters, know that the sacrifice, his sacrifice, was so beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now, today, the most beloved action, the action most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day is the act of sacrificing an animal. And the objective is not the animal's meat or the flowing of its blood. And so we might think, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so interested in the sacrifice of an animal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answer in the Quran when he says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Not the meat nor the blood reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Rather, it's the taqwa, it's the reverent fear of Allah, it's the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he is interested in. The fact that you're offering the sacrifice because you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command, and you are submitting to His command and His order, even though it doesn't make much rational sense, just as Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and He says, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Thus we have made them, the animals, subject to you, so that you may magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His guidance to you. Which is why we recite the takbir so many times today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, know that sacrificing an animal is at the very least highly recommended and at the most obligatory for those who have wealth and who can afford it. The animal must be a special animal, meaning it can't just be a bird or a fish. The animal must be a cow, or a camel in which seven can share, or a goat or sheep on behalf of an individual. The animals must have a special age as well. So the cow must be at least 2 years old, a goat 1 year old, and a sheep a minimum of 6 months old. It is recommended that a portion of the meat be given to those in need and shared with family and friends and strangers, even if they are not Muslim. But this is not required. It is a recommendation, and you can do with the meat what you wish. My dear brothers and sisters, these Eids that we celebrate are given to us as gifts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly this day of Eid al-Adha and the 3 days that follow it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding them, إِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَقْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ. That these are the days of eating and drinking and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned a couple of Fridays ago, drinking halal drinks, of course. So we should make sure that we celebrate in a halal and a lawful manner, of course, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when we are living as a minority, when there are so many holidays taking place one after the other. So we just came out of Halloween, now you go to the stores and you'll see gifts and things for Christmas. Especially because of this, we must provide our children with an exciting alternative. We must make Eid memorable and fun. We should exchange gifts, do something special, and make it memorable. Islam is a dynamic and a balanced way of life, which recognizes the need for fun and relaxing, provided it's not done in a way that can compromise our faith, our character, and our spirituality. As individuals and as members of a minority, we have a responsibility to work and to work hard to protect our faith, to protect our character, and to protect our spirituality. We are living in this beautiful land as a minority, so the societal pressure upon us to conform, to change, to adapt to the practices of the majority in ways we really don't have to legally, and Islamically perhaps we can't or shouldn't, can be immense sometimes. We can feel a lot of pressure sometimes, and this pressure is especially greater upon our children. As Muslims, we must be fair and balanced. So we must recognize that the freedoms that allow us to practice our faith freely and the support we receive in doing so from many of our non-Muslim neighbors and fellow citizens. We must recognize that. And of course, those who fought to preserve these freedoms, all of this, we must appreciate with words and deeds. Definitely, there is much good in this land and this society that we can adopt and learn from. At the same time, we must recognize there are things around us that can erode our faith, that can erode our character and our spirituality. And the smaller group we are, the easier it is to get overrun by these. This is why our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that the Muslims stick together with one another as one group. And he is reported to have said, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ بَحْبَحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزَمِ الْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبَعَدِ. That whoever amongst you wants to attain the better part of paradise, let him adhere to the main body of the Muslims. Let him adhere to the jama'ah, the congregation of the Muslims. For shaitan is with the one who is alone, but he is further away from two. What did he say? For the shaitan is with the one who is alone, but he is further away from two. So what that shows is that the fewer we are, the more exposed and at risk we are. Therefore, I encourage everyone, each individual, especially our children, my young friends, our youth, our students, seek out good Muslim friends, those who will encourage you to do good and stay away from trouble, who talk about good things, who stay away from lying and backbiting and swearing, and instead encourage you to become a better Muslim. As a community, we have a responsibility to come together and work towards creating a positive, exciting, and dynamic atmosphere. To have events and activities here so that we provide an alternative to those activities that can be a negative influence on our faith, our character, and our spirituality. On the same note of providing alternatives, I'm happy to announce, alhamdulillah, that planning is underway for a full-time Islamic school here in Kingston, where our children can excel academically and become confident leaders in an Islamic environment, and they can study their faith and memorize the Quran, for example. Our strategy is not to separate our children from society. Rather, our strategy is based upon strengthening their faith and their character on our terms, along with integration into society as active and positive contributors. In the coming weeks, inshallah, I will be starting a public consultation process where I will invite each of you to sit down with me and share your ideas and thoughts so that we can benefit from our collective knowledge and wisdom and start a school, inshallah, that is well planned, that is innovative, that allows us to offer the best we can possibly offer to our children, that becomes a model for others, and inshallah, that even the children of our non-Muslim neighbors and friends will want to attend due to its quality of education, its innovation, and its positive environment. My dear brothers and sisters, Islam stands for justice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, commands us to stand up for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is against ourselves. And therefore, the support of those who are wronged and are demanding justice is our responsibility. There are numerous groups of people around the world in this situation today, right now. So let's think of ways of offering them support and at the very least, praying for them. In the end, my request to you is, be thankful and be proud of your faith. Stand tall as Muslims. Work hard to preserve your faith and preserve your identity, and make sure that you make positive contributions to society and stand up for justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all and give us the ability to keep coming together in the pursuit of goodness and faith. Ameen.